As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Second hour is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th. And Pioneers in Lincoln, now we know, in Creighton, Shin Daddy has retired. Banking still is happening.
He's still Creighton, banking, though. Still there. Well, he's still there also. He's okay. Kind of on, he hasn't completely checked out, but he is, he's still seeing, basically he's doing exit interviews. I mean, where he's just talking to customers, all of his, he's had quite a book of customers. He's been there for 36 years. So he has quite a list of customers he's been with forever.
Think about the relations.
Did the cutout make its way to Midwest Bank?
It's in a lot of photos, and it made it up there. And also the best part was that cutout scares the living crap out of people all the time. So we would move it all around the house a bunch, and it would just scare people like that. My mom thought it was right first watching. She goes, Steve! It wasn't. It was the cutout. It looks that good. It's the same height.
He's going this in it, though.
It's so good.
He's not moving.
It's so good. And then also we moved it around to scare people. So every time I was in the house, I would take it and put it right outside the door. So if they open it, they're going to be right there.
Brilliant.
Yes, that was. And when I'll tell you what, I had it just sitting in the garage for several days. I'm saying it got me and Laura 10 times. Just scared the crap out of us. You go get in your truck in the morning. It's like 5:15. And Shin Daddy standing right there. You jump. You really do jump.
Steve,
finance. He's doing really well, though.
So he's in the office.
He's still in office, saying his meeting with customers. There's I guess yesterday the line was outside the building. That's humbling. Very much like that.
Steve.
Yes, but Pork Chop and Russ got him coffee and donuts for those that were waiting in line.
Kind of them.
And then they tried to kind of make more of an S curve, and that allowed everyone to get inside.
What?
They had to set up. You know how they set it up like they do when you're going through a TSA? And all of a sudden, they got all the line. That's what they had to set up one of those for him.
Did they have velvet ropes?
Yeah, and then it got emotional. Got very
Did
emotional.
Did it get emotional?
Yeah, why wouldn't
it's
it?
It's a big deal.
There was hugging, there was tears, there was laughter, cry, and there was everything. It was all going on at Midwest Bank.
Really?
Yes.
A lot of emotions.
This is not going to shock me to see us back doing FDIC with events. I get to see all of a sudden, like tomorrow, Shin Daddy going, that's it.
I can't retire.
I can't do it. The last, hugging his customers, going, I can't do it.
What's he going to do all day?
And he comes back, fitness. A lot of fitness.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of fitness.
Is training for something?
Yes.
Training for life.
For life.
I am. So he's going to do some fitness.
Yeah, fitness. Yeah. I hope he's getting up to our cabin and doing some work up there. Yeah.
He can do that.
Hint, wink, wink, Shin Daddy.
Yeah.
He'll be fine, retiree, though. You think he's got a plan?
I think he will be, yes.
Well, thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2.
Tears.
As always. 464-5685. Call or text the show as always. Now, yesterday, the AD for Notre Dame, Pete Mavacqua, was on a media tour of sorts.
Okay.
The most important one, he was on with Dan Patrick's show in the morning, talking about Notre Dame opting to not play a bowl game and having been feeling slighted by the ACC. I have some audio of this.
Can Bill...
Before
you play the audio, why do they feel slighted by the ACC?
They felt that Miami took a shot directly at them in some media post on who should be. And they're like, well, we are ACC members. He felt the shot should have been taken maybe like at Alabama or someone else.
Oh.
But the only two teams that were getting head-to-head compared was Miami and Notre Dame.
I don't necessarily disagree with him on that.
But the thing is... That's great.
Here would be my
one question I would have if he wanted full support from the ACC, because we're members. Another thing, were they giving up some of their $4 million? Because I don't think they were doing that. They were taking that all the money themselves. Unless I'm wrong on that, someone can if they were in the ACC and other sports, so we will split up the $4 million. That was what was so great for Notre Dame was when you get this money, everyone else splits it. They get it all. Imagine the money that they made last year going all the way to the national championship game. And there's no division of money.
Okay.
And so that would be an area where I'd say, hang on a second. Were you guys willing to part with that money if you guys got in?
Was this a pity tour? Is that what we're talking about?
I think it was. It feels like it was. Here's Pete Pavakwa with Dan Patrick yesterday morning talking about Notre Dame getting slighted from the playoff. Here's Pete Pavakwa.
What role did the ACC play in any of this, in your opinion?
Well, I would tell you, I mean, again, I have tremendous respect for Miami. You know, great team, great school. Their athletic director, Dan Radakovich, is a good friend. And all the teams in the ACC, great, wonderful universities. We have no gripes about any of the schools in the ACC. But we were mystified by the actions of the conference to attack, you know, their biggest, really, business partner in football and a member of their conference in 24 of our other sports. And I would tell you, Dan, I wouldn't be honest with you if I didn't say that they have certainly done permanent damage to the relationship between the conference and Notre Dame.
What do you mean?
Just we didn't appreciate the fact that we were singled out repeatedly and compared to Miami. Not by Miami. Miami has every right to do that. But it raised a lot of eyebrows here that the conference was taking shots at us. And you know, that's just not something we chose to do. We wouldn't choose to do that in the future, and people might disagree with us, but that's just not something that we'd be comfortable with. And again, we have no problem with any of these teams. These are all great teams. You know, you look at those teams, Miami, like I said, great season. They beat us. You think about Alabama. Nobody's had more success in college football over the last decade than Alabama. But Dan, you know, I mean, you follow this sport so closely. Everybody was saying that we were one of a handful of teams that could win this whole thing.
Yeah.
And now we have 0% chance. Even Nick Saban, you know, nobody knows more about college football, maybe in the history of the world, than Nick Saban. You know, and he said it yesterday, like, how is Notre Dame not in this? I mean, everybody is just kind of confused and perplexed. And we don't have good answers for the kids on our team, for our student athletes.
Are you going to reevaluate your relationship with the ACC, the overall relationship?
I would just say it's been strained.
That's Pete Pavakwa. I'm with Dan Patrick yesterday discussing being left out of the playoff, essentially, and the ACC.
Could have took the Clark Lee approach, too, and just said we needed to do more. So we're not a victim.
Just do Bill Shrills. That's fine.
Oh.
For tomorrow. That's fine.
I'm sorry.
Just do the whole show.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
But the best question by hands down on that was Dan Patrick with, what do you mean?
Yep.
That's all you had to ask.
How he said that was the best part. They've done permanent damage.
What do you mean?
Well, you got a good answer.
It wasn't like, it was really good.
What do you mean?
That was so good.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
You know, there's a couple things. First of all, what Saban was saying, I believe, which he is correcting, was that how are they not in it, meaning they are one of the best 12. Why are they not in it is because of the system. This isn't the best 12. We don't take the best 12 teams.
Good point.
And so that it wasn't so
best point you've made in 2 days. That's a good point. It's the system.
It's the system. It's nothing to do with anything else besides that.
And they lost two. That's the other thing.
They don't have quality wins.
Right.
Do I think they can maybe make a run? I do. I think they're that good. They're a good team.
They could beat six teams in that field as I see it.
Yeah. But when you have a direct head-to-head matchup with it. I mean, I think the one that's still pretty astounding is Alabama when they say, well, the loss can't happen, it can affect you. When they also, Alabama has the incredible wins of 4 in a row against ranked teams, which should be credited. They do have the worst loss of all the teams in the playoffs.
And that is?
Florida State. They've got the worst loss of anyone. No one else has a loss that magnitude.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work
including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It was the first game of the season, so it kind of, it's almost like it didn't happen. But like I said, when you listened this morning, and it made sense to listen to Dusty Dvorak, he just said, Notre Dame, check every place there is. Everyone's on board with this, that they're not in. They believe they're one of the best 12. But they don't believe that they should be in over Miami. The only person they can even talk about would be being in over Alabama. You can't go over Miami. That would be the number two written rule is head to head, and they have head to head. And yes, it was at home. Miami had it at home. But that's what it is. That's the reason you have the head to head as the number two ranked criteria.
Yeah, I get all of that. I mean, where I come down on him, on them bowing out of bowl. You know, not playing in a bowl, and then Bivakwa going on this tour. Yeah. The thing why I don't get on board with it is they lost two. I mean, it's just like, I'm not hijacking your Bills Thrills tomorrow. Yeah. That's what Clark Lee's saying. Don't lose two. I mean, it's just sort of elementary to me. They lost those games. If you just win one of them, you're in. So if they lost two, you're out. Yeah. And I don't want to hear it.
Yep.
Because the victim card is a really ugly one. Like, don't do that.
Also, pull up their schedule, would you, Jake?
Notre Dame?
Yeah. The other one that you have to at least address a little bit is, like I said, how many group of five, group of six, whatever it is now, the terminology, did they play? I think they had three or four.
Check it out.
Notre Dame, here's their schedule this year. Notre Dame played off the bat, of course, lost to Miami, then they lost to A&M.
So big time 0-2. Games.
Big games. They lost to both. Then they played Purdue.
Okay.
Worst
team in the Big Ten.
Then they won at Arkansas, 56-13.
2-10.
Yeah.
2-10 Arkansas, right?
Then they beat Boise State.
Okay, so group of five.
Beat NC State.
Okay.
Mid.
Beat USC by 10.
Good win.
Won at BC, Boston College by 10. Mm-hmm. That's 2-10 Boston College this year. Beat Navy by 39.
Okay, group of six.
Played at Pitt, won by 22.
Good win.
Beat Syracuse 70-7.
Nothing.
No, they're the worst. And one of the worst teams in the college football this year.
After the quarterback got hurt. Yeah. And they won at Stanford 49-20.
Okay, I thought they had three of them. They only had two.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
So that's not exuberant. But they don't really have the best win is what is USC at home, which is
or that, Pitt. Pitt's a pretty good win too.
Yeah, but those are good
it's
wins.
Pitt. It's just USC.
I get it. I get all of it. I mean, I totally understand. But I will not.
But the
look is bad. What they're doing, it's a bad.
It's still because the momentum that they're gaining is none. Was there anyone you think listened to that and went that was like on the side of like I think Notre Dame should have played in the bowl game. I think they this is why it happened and I get it. And they're also going, you know what? I'm changing my mind.
No,
Bavak would change my mind.
No,
after
he's
listening
not changed my mind. But what do you think? The one thing I'd have to look did that conference actually fire shots like siding with Miami? Did the was there a shot at the conference?
What did Jim
level?
Phillips say? I don't have audio from Jim.
Yeah,
Phillips.
I don't know that. No, that's a little rough. If they did, if they weren't diplomatic and siding with Miami, you could side with Miami in a diplomatic way at the conference level. I don't know what their stance was.
Here was a statement from Jim Phillips yesterday in response to all this. The ACC commissioner.
Thank you, Jake.
He says, Notre Dame is an incredibly valued member of the ACC, and there is tremendous respect and appreciation for the entire institution. With that said, when it comes to football, we have a responsibility to support and advocate for all 17 of our football-playing member institutions, and I stand behind our conference efforts to do that, do just that leading up to the football playoff committee selections on Sunday. At no time was it suggested by the ACC that Notre Dame was not a worthy candidate for inclusion in the field. We are thrilled for Miami while understanding and appreciating the significance of disappointment of the Notre Dame players, coaches, and program.
Well constructed.
Well constructed and spot on.
Yep.
How easy is it to answer it? Why'd you do that? You're not in our football league. And so we were protecting our
business partner.
Because you have to remember, they didn't have any control over Alabama, but they could at least go to the head-to-head to give them a chance. If not, the ACC was going to have zero in. Zero. The only chance, the only team they had to get in was who? Miami. And the only chance they had to fight for Miami to get in was the head-to-head against Notre Dame. And like I said, the problem was that they got teased for 6 weeks. Notre Dame was like,
true. Now that's true.
I mean,
the committee.
And they got the rug pulled out from
underneath
them.
Right. They kind of did. And I don't like to put it that way because, again, that suggests they're a victim. Yeah. We got the rug pulled out. It's too dramatic. They kind of did, but
I would say that they would be upset that they were out, but what would they have said if there had been no meetings whatsoever, nothing verbalized by the committee, and it just came out? I don't think it'd be that dramatic.
Right.
But I think the whole thing that made it so dramatic was that they were ahead every time, and then they weren't in the final one, and no one had played, and then all of a sudden they finally came back to, well, head-to-head. Well, it was head-to-head 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been head to head forever.
I know. I get that. No, I see what you're saying.
But the ACC, I think that's just like, that just makes zero sense. I'm like, Phillips nailed it. It's like, no, they're not
perfectly.
They're not a football member. And so
they're a business partner.
Yeah, they're a business partner. But they're not, I guarantee you, Notre Dame was not giving their football money to the ACC.
No.
They weren't doing that.
Yeah, this is nothing about this conversation.
And there's nothing about it where you come out of this. Where you can have, you'll have people agreeing with Bavakwa, and that's only one group of people, Notre Dame fans.
Yeah,
and that's okay.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Nothing about what I'm hearing mitigates Notre Dame's decision to bow out of the bowl game. It's not good luck. Nothing's now, Kaz, I'm sorry, but it's not a good look. Rick Kaczynski, former Notre Dame center.
former Nebraska defensive line coach.
Yes.
Kaz.
Yes. No.
All right. So I think, but
see, his stance is why playing a bowl? Why? Why would they want to play in a bowl? They don't mean anything.
They
especially after they're a contender for the the college football playoff. Okay, why playing a bowl? Because it's a game to play, another game to compete.
And then the how many times have you heard this storyline? 10,000. These extra practices mean a lot to us.
It's an extra 15 practices or 14, whatever. It means a lot to our young kids. We get them out there. We get to coach the young guys. That it's important. I think I always felt it was overdone.
Okay,
I did. I always felt it was completely overdone. But there was some merit to it. There was some truth to it. And then what you're able to back when, like I said, when I was at Nebraska way back with Coach Osborne, I mean, we had a lot of scrimmages with the young guys during this period. So it was fun.
That's helpful.
So that was helpful. Okay, that was interesting. So more time, more practice, more just being around football.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It sure is.
Wow, that was interesting.
Pete Pavakwa.
I don't like the tour. I don't like the narrative.
He went on several shows. That was the first one he went on, but that was Pete Pavakwa.
Yeah, he's out
like the sound of that.
Like six shows.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you have to know when you go on those with what your plan is together, you're not going to turn anybody.
Nope.
No one's going to listen to that.
It's too late.
I have a hard time thinking when they got off there that Dan Patrick's like, oh, man, he's spot on.
I don't think so.
I would bet he's kind of like going, I don't know about this.
They lost the games.
And they have a head-to-head. It's that right. Simple. And the ace.
As simple as that.
Also,
come on, man.
Also, I'd really have a hard time thinking everyone here agrees that Notre Dame's in, right? Hang on. I just read a tweet from the ACC. Give me a second here. Guys, can I read this to you quick? Man, Nelson, hang on. Let's revote.
No,
that didn't happen.
When we come back, NFL winners and losers next on Early Break on the Ticket.